Welcome to the conclusion of Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 7, Mishnah 2. So Mishnah concludes the 39 Avos Melachos, the 39 forbidden key categories of creative actions. Says the Mishnah, HaKosev Shtei Osios, if a person writes two letters, that's the prohibition of Kosev of writing, or says the Mishnah, V'hamochek, Almanas lichtov shtei osios, or a person erases letters, but they do it with the intention of writing something there, because they just erase, that's mekalkel, that's destructive, and that would not be considered a biblical prohibition. Continues the Mishnah, habona, a person who builds something, vasoser, somebody who destroys something, breaks it down. Again, that would be breaking it down with the intent of rebuilding. Habechabe, one who extinguishes a fire, vehamaver, and one who lights a fire. The commentaries point out that when we speak about mechabe, extinguishing, again, why is that not makalka? Why is that not considered destructive? Because could be the person is extinguishing it so that it should light better, or maybe to make a wick that's more easily ignitable, as we saw in a previous parak, a previous chapter in Shabbos. Hamake bepatish, somebody who gives a final blow, who does the final action to make something work. Interestingly enough, there are those commentaries that say that one of the prohibitions that one violates when they turn on a lamp on Shabbos or any really appliances, that the appliance in and of itself is nothing. When you turn it on, that's makir patish, that turns it into a functional object or device, and that's the prohibition. Hamaitzi mershus loshus, if a person takes something from one property, one domain to another, so private property to public property or vice versa, as we saw the first few chapters, hare'elu avos melachos, these are the key prohibited types of creative work, arbaim chasarachas, 40 missing one, 39 in total. Let's see Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. Now the Mishnah, delineated all the different key prohibited categories, it gives us shiurim, or amounts, of what one needs to do in order to violate it. The Mishnah begins with the prohibition of hotzah, which we saw earlier. Hotzah, again, is taking something from one domain to another, a public to private, private to public. Vayit klal achar amru, the rabbis also said another rule, any object that's valuable enough that one would keep it, one would make sure they protect it or hold on to it. And this is the amount that ordinary people, the majority of people, would consider substantial. And a person took it out from one domain to another. If they did it unintentionally, they have to bring a sin offering. But any amount of an object that really one would not keep, it's too insignificant, someone would throw it out. And people don't usually, the general populace doesn't hold on to this amount. And if and one took it out on Shabbos, the only fellow that would be liable for this is the fellow who did it, because by taking out that small amount, he's showing that that's something that's valuable to him. But if someone else were to carry that, wear that coat with that object in the pocket, since it's not considered something that's substantial or something that has a substance for it, then halacha is that someone else who did this would not be chayiv, would not be obligated. Wishing you a beautiful day and a lot of success.